You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yesterday, at his press conference announcing the $130 million extension.
Good attendance at the press conference.
Real strong attendance. I want to circle back to that coming up. John Henry actually dusted himself off and was there.
He was there.
I wonder why.
Cigar?
I did not.
No, I don't think so.
You can't take your eyes off his mom.
Could be that, Will. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I didn't... I don't follow Linda Pizzuti. Did she put out a cigar?
I don't know. I also do
TikTok
not follow.
TikTok or whatever? No, none of
I don't. Okay. I don't subscribe.
Roman Anthony did say to people like you, Keith, he does believe in himself. He made that clear in that answer there. He's like,
It was a working theory I had.
I believe in myself.
I know. Well, I ran that theory by Bradford a few months back, and he did not subscribe to it. Because, like, I still remember, and maybe I got to move on and find more examples, but, like, John Singleton... He was like the one young guy with the Astros that like immediately signed his deal and he was like out of baseball. He's like horrible. He's like, so sometimes there's like a little bit of a red flag, but I get why the teams want to do it, especially when you have, you're like, oh, this guy's going to be good. Like, let's get in here now. Let's avoid the weird arbitration negotiations. And when we look back on it, maybe save ourselves a few bucks over the course of 8 years.
Well, how do you feel about this list? Okay, Roman Anthony is this is in passing story. Anthony is the fifth player age 21 or younger to receive a contract of $100 million or more.
And so, yeah, but before you say the names, because I didn't even see this list, so I'm curious what the names are. 21 is different than like 25 as far as like betting on yourself. So if you're 21, you're like, you're giving me $130 million right now. I can still hit free agency and make another whatever.
He's going to be a free agent at 29 or 30.
Yeah. So that's a little bit different than some of these 25-year-olds where you're like, all right, you're not going to be a free agent until you're 33. So what kind of money are you going to get? But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. The list is Roman Anthony.
Good one.
Jackson Merrill in San Diego, who is he
TBD.
Hurt? Is he hurt right now? But he had a really good year a season ago.
He was an all-star his rookie year. He was actually the same draft class as he was drafted after Marcella Meyer.
He actually is making more than Anthony, 135. Now, I don't know if he has escalators in his deal like Anthony to go higher.
This season is much worse.
I thought he was hurt.
Merrill's fine. He played last night.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Last year, he had 24 dingers, 90 RBI, 16 steals, 826 OPS, 9th the MVP, runner-up in the Rookie of the Year. This year, he has 8 home runs.
Okay, not great.
And a 731 OPS.
Julio Rod got a $210 million extension.
2020 guy, 4 straight years.
First guy to do it
Julio
in baseball
Rod's
history.
Good one.
Ronald Acuna, $100 million at age 21.
Yeah.
Was an MVP, correct?
Well, he was. He's a weird one because you're like, oh, man, he might have signed too early because, like, the season that he had, he was so good. But he might also be a good example as to why you signed the deal early. You don't know if you're going to get hurt, right? That was always sort of one of the main arguments against somebody like me or others being like, well, if you bet on yourself, you can make a lot more money down the road. Well, you might still bet on yourself and have like a bad luck injury, and then that affects your value going forward. But yeah, Acuna did have an MVP season in 23.
And then the other one, this one's hard to quantify, Wander Franco, $182 million out of baseball.
Maybe you got to know the person a little bit before you sign him.
So I would say, look, Merrill TBD, Franco, that's a loss.
Yep.
Julio Rod and Ronald Acuna.
Good ones.
I think those are pretty good ones.
Yep, good
ones. So there's the list right now for the Red Sox and their spending. Do you think it's an indication, Keith, that this is the way they now operate? They're going to get to their guys early. They're going to draft, develop. They're going to pay them early because they're not going to spend in free agency. I know that frustrates some, and that's fair. I'd rather see them do what they did with Theo.
Yeah.
They were you know, a talent production machine, but they'd also bring in big free agents, big trades. They were in on every player, whether it was in the draft, whether it was free agency, whether it was via trade. They were in on every player. That's how they should operate. I'll acknowledge that. They should operate like the Dodgers do present day. I feel like that's how the Red Sox used to operate. Are you frustrated with, let's call it, the Braves approach, the Astros approach, like that sort of way of going about business where you're not necessarily a big player in free agency? You are a draft and develop, pay your stars type of organization.
I think you should be both. You're the Red Sox. You know, and I heard the argument this morning about it, and Wiggy was going to the list of like most expensive days at the ballpark, and the Red Sox are still number one. When you ticket, food, drink, parking, it's the most expensive. So you shouldn't have the 12th highest payroll. Like, or lower your ticket prices, one of the two. Yeah,
they should never be outside the top three. Never mind outside the top five, never mind outside the top 10.
I'd even give them fifth, you know, because there are sometimes where, you know, if you have teams like the Dodgers or maybe the Cubs or the Mets with their new owner and the Yankees, like, whatever, if you're behind those four teams, you're still really competitive. You're like 12, 13, and you're looking around the teams around you. That, to me, is unacceptable because you can be both. You can be the team that drafts and develops well, takes care of the players that are their own players. But then when it comes time to fill a need, be the team that's at the top of the line for Pete Alonso or Kyle Tucker. You shouldn't be like, we're not in on Kyle Tucker because we have Roman Anthony. You can have both. There's room in the lineup for both of those guys. So I think they should be both. I think some of their best.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seasons, they were both. I mean, the 04 team really had a lot of guys, I guess, that weren't even as much homegrown. But I think when you combine a little bit of everything, I mean, the 2018 Red Sox, for example, they had some guys that they were very aggressive in getting. So trades for Chris Sale and Craig Kimbrell, big time signing in David Price, which, trust me, there were ups and downs with David Price.
Yeah, but that,
you were very aggressive to get him.
That ended up
and he was
being
good.
That ended up being worth it.
But
I bitched about it plenty, but that ended up being worth it. Yeah.
And then you had your guys too, right? You had Mookie and you had Bogarts and you had Devers. You had all those different guys. So it really should be some combination. And maybe this will be sort of a trend. And I think, not even Roman Anthony as the main example, because Roman Anthony going into the year was the number one prospect in all of baseball. It's more Rafaela and Bayo, and getting a deal done with those guys might speak to it a little bit more. They've reportedly tried getting deals done with Casas in the past, and maybe it's going to be better for them that they didn't.
Good point.
Because that was another guy they were looking at. And Campbell, right? So Campbell, great 1 month at the major league level, TBD for the rest of his career. But that's four guys that you've already locked up. Duran probably seems like one you're not. He's also older than all these other guys. Meyer's probably the next one. But if they have their reservations about him because of his health, like, I kind of get that.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the Dodgers and the Rangers have won World Series spending big. Yep. So that definitely works. I'm not saying it doesn't. I would just say the Braves and the Astros have won World Series recently, too. And that is a different style of approach. That's similar to what the Red Sox are doing. So I prefer the Dodgers way. I prefer what the Rangers did. Targeted splashes in free agency. You cash in a championship a couple of years later. I prefer what the Red Sox used to do. But the other way does work. And if the Red Sox are going to do this, and this is their new business model, I'll hold my nose in the meantime. But locking up your young core of talent, hopefully the championships follow. Because that is what happened with the Braves. That is what happened with the Astros a couple of times now in the last decade. 617-779-7937. This was Craig Breslow. I think had a chance to grave dance on the Devers trade a little bit and say, oh, well, look, I guess we are using the Devers money.
Yeah, you see the guy we got in return for Devers? See him last night? Oh, we got him.
Lovely outing out of Jordan Hicks last night. I like that combo. Dustin May, Jordan Hicks. That's a good combo. Where's Alcala? Could you get him in there?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. He took the high road, though. He took the high road on the Devers money yesterday.
Sure. You know, I think we have to look at the interactions of decisions, but we also try to make the best discrete decisions that we can. And so I think these things were largely independent. You know, we felt like what was best for the organization at the time was to trade Rafi. And to, you know, today, yesterday, we thought that what was best for the organization is to come to an agreement to keep Roman in a Red Sox uniform for a really long time. You know, and I think if we continue to take that approach and make the best decisions with, you know, with each kind of situation that's in front of us, then ultimately we're going to look back and realize that we've stacked good decision on top of good decision and put the team in a great position to win games.
Okay, so he didn't do that thing that I expected the Red Sox to do, which
is... He has a way with words, doesn't he?
No, it's so annoying. Oh, well, they're independent of one another.
Interactive
and...
decisions or whatever? How you interact with decisions?
So like, what? It's annoying to hear, but in his robot speak... He did not tell you that, well, yeah, we're going to reinvest the Devers money. He said they're independent of each other. We just got to make good decisions separately from one another. Yeah. We don't tie them together.
No, he's an extension machine, this guy.
I expected Keith.
Yeah.
Kennedy this morning, Breslow yesterday, John Henry, they rolled him in there yesterday. Somebody to take a victory lap on, oh, I guess we are using the Devers. I expected him to do it, and they didn't do that, so they get a little half credit for that.
Yeah, no, that's true. And they should be different. And if you look into the details of the deal, Anthony's not getting, you know, $28 million today or whatever it is.
No, right?
It's like a slow escalator up, and it adds up to 130 with the chance to be even as high as 230. But, yeah, they're not doing that, which they shouldn't, because I think they'd get called out right away for that. Plus,
hopefully they're smart enough to realize, guys, just don't do it. Don't even scratch at the Devers itch. I would have done it if I were Breslow on deadline day.
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, guys, I guess that deal worked out okay. Maybe I know what I'm doing. But I wouldn't have done it here.
Well, and the way
I would try to stay away from that until you really spend money, a la a Bregman extension.
Yeah.
Or Tucker, Alonso, the names we talked about.
How about
before.
A guy that wasn't teammates with Devers? Right? Like if you brought in somebody else, you'd be like, okay, maybe they wouldn't have gotten that guy had Devers been here.
You don't even think they should do it with Bregman.
No, I don't. Like, you're already on the hook for $41 million this year, and if he opts in, $41 million next year, and if he opts in, $41 million the year after that. So, like, even if you give him an extension, you're maybe tacking on years. You're giving him more money per year? The guy played half the season. I'm not giving him $50 million to play third base.
I love Bregman.
We all like Bregman, but good Lord.
I love Bregman. I want to give Breslow as much credit as possible.
I know you do.
A Bregman extension, I personally would have mixed feelings on, because I don't think there's going to be much of a market for him this offseason.
No, if they, in the offseason... If they sign two of those hitters we mentioned, Alonso or Tucker, or they make a trade for Joe Ryan and then immediately give him an extension a la Crochet, I would say, yeah, that's probably not done had they had Devers. But if you're just re-signing Roman Anthony and re-signing Bregman, I'd be like, yeah, they played with Devers.
The team, the team hasn't improved. You gave them more money.
He's moved the money around a little bit.
The team hasn't changed.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Roman Anthony extension, what it means for the Red Sox as a business going forward. Meanwhile, speaking of that business, why was John Henry at the press conference yesterday?
Oh, you know.
That was very interesting. Let's get to that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.